Patient name, and Donis is the first name, spelled D-O-N-N-I-S. Last name, Muskiet, M-U-S-K-I-E-T. Date of birth is 8/12/48. Date of service, 4/1/23. This is a 74-year-old female patient here today. She states she has some bilateral hip pain. She was told years ago that she has osteoarthritis. She is not taking anything for that. She is wanting some medication to assist. She does lead a fairly active life. Also, she wants something to boost her energy, period, new paragraph. Once again, she is a very busy woman, period, new paragraph. Blood pressure at home, 128 over 65 today. On our blood pressure machine, it was 160 over 80, pulse 69, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, oxygenation 97%, period, new paragraph. I've advised her, I want her to monitor her blood pressures at home and bring in a log with her next time. Once again, the blood pressure at home, she states, usually runs in the upper 120s over 65. That's what it was this morning. Period, new paragraph, allergies to codeine and penicillin, current medications reviewed, medical histories, hypothyroid, hypertension, gastroesophageal reflux, migraines, depression, osteoarthritis, surgical history, hysterectomy, social history. Negative for drugs, alcohol, or smoking. Negative for secondhand smoke, period, new paragraph. Once again, this patient keeps a very busy life. She complains of having some she needing a boost in energy. However, she told me that she is currently involved in a theology program at her church, and she will graduate in May. Additionally, she helps make items for individuals, little girls in Africa. For instance, she just recently finished making 111 dresses, 41 pot holders, 41 aprons, period, new paragraph. She just finished those items here last week. So she has good motivation, and she does keep very active. Period, new paragraph. She's noticed over the last several years she finds herself slowing down as part of the normal aging process, and she understands that. There is no chest pain or shortness of breath. There is no activity intolerance. She takes on her normal daily routine in normal form and fashion. Period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's not in any distress. She walks normally. There is no abnormal gait. She is morbidly obese, period, new paragraph. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears, no tympanic membrane erythema. Oral pharyngeal area clear. Neck is soft. There is no thyromegaly. There is no lymphadenopathy. Heart is regular rate and rhythm. No murmurs. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is morbidly obese, soft, non-tender. Extremities, lower extremities. There is no lower extremity edema. She has full range of motion, plus 5 muscle strength. I've watched her maneuver around our office and into our exam room. She does that without any assistance, and she does it with normal form. Period, new paragraph, assessment and plan. Arthritis, beginning to bother her hips. She's going to monitor that. She's currently not taking any medication. She does have a diagnosis of osteoarthritis. We will start her on meloxicam, 15 milligrams daily. She will monitor for improvement, period, new paragraph. Concerning her statement of she feels like she's slowing down a bit, we will give her an injection of vitamin B12, 1,000 milligrams. She's going to monitor how she feels over the next few days after this injection, and if it helps her, she's going to start to take vitamin B12 as a supplement as well. Period, new paragraph. I've spent some time with her. She understands the plan of care. She will return to clinic if needed.